Now, do you think there's something else going on there as well? Might there be submerged some cities there?
Well, clearly there's something going on there. And again, the former president inadvertently tipped his hand when about 5 years ago, while he was still in office, he declassified several Cold War satellite overheads of Antarctica, inadvertently raising the question of why we had classified satellite overheads and what is really down there. And when it comes to the anomaly in particular that a team of Columbia University researchers discovered with the National Science Foundation in 2001, there have been several different theories. Because it is magnetic, one of those theories, and obviously it's my favorite since it's the subject of my novel Raising Atlantis,
right,
is that there could be ancient cities under there. But again, there's basically what I call a green electric fence around Lake Vostok, and that is the concern about environmental impact. And whether that's legitimate or not, it is certainly keeping anybody from drilling down beneath that ice.
So you believe that Atlantis possibly could be there now, right?
I think that if you took Plato literally, as far as his account goes in his 4th century dialogues, it could only be Antarctica. Now, if you think it's just an idealized myth, then probably the destruction of the island of Thera, now known as Santorini, probably inspired him. But it's important to note that historically, that island disappeared in a day, three-quarters of it. You can see, actually, half of it sunk in the Mediterranean. In a single day, 900 years before Plato wrote his account of Atlantis. But in his account, he stresses that Atlantis perished 9,000 years beforehand, and that it was a large continent surrounded by a world ocean beyond the Pillars of Hercules. The only continent that literally fits Plato's description is Antarctica, which is surrounded by the Atlantic, the Pacific, and Indian Oceans coming together. And if you really want a vivid picture, you should see some of those NASA satellite photos of the South Pole. And you see this beautiful white, it actually looks blue in the satellites, continent in the middle of the Earth surrounded by water.
Tell me about this rumor that we've all heard over the years, that there could be a massive submerged UFO, maybe several, that governments know about it, that the Nazis knew about it, and they're monitoring this thing. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's inactive, maybe it still is functional, but that's what they're also looking at.
Well, there are three reasons or rationales that support that premise, why various governments might believe it. Here in L.A., of course, we'll just call that the Chris Carter theory. He, of course, was the creator of the X-Files.
Right.
And in the movie, interestingly enough, and a lot of people have wondered why exactly he chose the coordinates around Lake Vostok in the movie to place the UFO that emerges at the end of that movie. That gets back to, again, the three common rationales, one of which, of course, is if you look at the planet, where else can these flying saucers hide? Besides the bottom of the oceans, Antarctica is clearly the best place for any mechanisms of that kind of magnitude to hide or to be based. Secondly, getting back to that magnetic anomaly that's been discovered, it's clearly caused by an accumulation of metals. If it's not the ruins of an ancient buried city, say some, clearly it's more likely to be something mechanical like those saucers. And then finally, another reason why the flying saucer belief definitely persists and various governments apparently really are sinking resources into investigating it is simply that Antarctica, we have to remember, is the closest thing on Earth to another planet. When it comes to temperature, when it comes to microbiology, bacteria, elements in the air and in the water there, under the ground. There's a lot of research going into that, and the belief is that if these things are going to be anywhere on planet Earth, they're going to be there in Antarctica.
And you know, if it is a submerged saucer, and I'm talking about a huge one, this thing could be miles in diameter, and the Germans knew about it during the World War II era, and that's why they were over there all the time. The fact that it could possibly still be there and it hasn't moved, what does that tell you, Thomas?
Well, I mean, if you, again, look at the popular culture like War of the Worlds, it could tell you that just because it hasn't moved doesn't mean it won't.
Yeah.
There are, you know, that at this point, until you actually find out what is really down there, we're not going to know. But hopefully we'll find out before it finds us, right?